Hello Mzansi, welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another mover and shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine lovers. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and welcome back to another episode of the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, also known as SAWIP. If you don't know, it's a groundbreaking initiative spearheaded by South Africa Wine, and it is the first of its kind for the wine industry. And if you're ready to take your wine career to the next level, you definitely want to listen closely. We've been exploring how this initiative will not only impact South Africa's wine industry, but also how you can get involved. Now, joining me today in the beautiful winelands is Edmond Terblanche, the esteemed winemaker at La Motte Wine Estate in Franschhoek, where he has worked for 25 years. Born in the Swartland winelands, Edmond studied agriculture at Stellenbosch University and later earned a diploma in cellar technology at Elsenburg Agricultural College. His winemaking experience was further honed through work experience in France. Edmond's passion and skill have greatly contributed to the estate's success. Since 2008, he has also served as the chairman of the South African Shiraz Association, showcasing his leadership and dedication to the industry. Edmond, welcome. It's definitely lovely chatting with you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
You were born in the winelands, but then matriculated in George. Where did your love affair for the wine industry start?
Well, my dad served in the agricultural sections. He supplied a lot of well-known farmers, amongst them also some of my teen-day heroes, rugby players like Impies.
Sure.
And Pitch Speeder, he played alongside rugby. And this was also Jannie Engelbrecht and Boland. Could see all those people, and I always associated this heroes and a lovely product of wine. It was always socially, I think, the most superior alcoholic beverage around. with these people, with my dad. So agriculture was around me. We just moved to George, where my dad continued his agricultural career. But it was set by that time in the veins. So that's why I chose agriculture and specifically wine.
You must have a lot of beautiful memories working in the wine industry over the years. Maybe share a few with us that you can remember.
Well, the best of everything I was always very curious. And every step of the way, when you can learn something new, it was fantastic, especially going overseas, for instance. The wine industry enabled me to go overseas and see places, see other wine areas where you can sort of get a frame fraction of where everything happens. And every step of the way was valuable for me.
Yeah. Now, you're on the industry body for secondary production. What encouraged you to put your hand up and say, I'm willing to donate my time and knowledge for free?
I think it was a privilege to be invited to be part of this committee. The first few meetings, I just tried to get my words around the name of the committee. But I understand it now. And yes, I don't think it takes, up till now, it haven't taken too much of a guy's time. It's a few meetings, one quarterly meeting, and I'm very glad that I can contribute. Although up till now, I think I just felt like these election observers, I just see if everything is free. And I hope to contribute more in the future. there's a very good team involved, people that you that we know in the wine industry, and together they pulled together in a short time, within a year now. I think there's a lot of structure that came together, and it's good to see it. I hope I can contribute a little bit more in the future.
Yeah, there's a lot that happens in the secondary production phase of winemaking, and a lot of wine lovers are generally excited about it. But what do people not know about this area that might surprise them? And where does secondary production sort of start and then end?
Well, it's a day like everybody else. It's a working day. It starts in the morning, ends at an evening, and there's exciting things that during the day, making wine, in touch with wine. But there's also the thing that you don't like the administration. And you also bring in touch with things like marketing, which you might have never expected. It's like everything else. If you stop working, if you go on holiday, you go on holiday to take a break. It's also hard work, but it's very rewarding if you look at it as a result, especially if you look at the end product that you work with.
What are the opportunities for people that want to grow a career in wine?
Well, the South African industry, I think, is going through difficult times. If you look at the statistics with area under vines and sales, the results of COVID and everything. But I always maintain there is always possibilities and opportunities for people that want to get into the wine industry. There's always room for the most enthusiastic. There will be a place. And looking at how South Africans is the ability to change, to take new routes. You just have to look around you. Even just looking at for inspiration at the people from Winpro to see that everything is possible. And this goes through cycles. We will get to the top again. And the other exciting thing is there's a lot of opportunities, different ways you can get involved in the wine industry. There's room for scientific people, there's room for marketers, there's room for a lot of profiles in the wine industry.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of career opportunities within the industry. What do you think the system developed by SAWAP is a good way to actually ensure sustainability and quality in the industry?
I think it will be very rewarding if people can daily add to their curriculum vitae, the CV, and just see how they could progress. I think if I understand it correctly, then your skills will be almost packaged in smaller sizes, and you can easily reach and see what you became.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you will see your value, and that will keep you in the wine industry, and just motivate you to learn more and see that you can go further in the career.
Yeah. And why would you encourage winery owners and management to become involved?
We need the support. We need to be in it. We need the resources, and it won't be this can't happen without them being part of it. So I would any step of the way try to involve them and try to get their support behind the whole idea.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about impact, having an impact on the lives of those that work in the industry, but also the industry as a whole. What do you hope or believe it will change at cellar level? Who and what will it impact most?
I think as soon as somebody can pick a skill level, that will be very rewarding. And I think you will see it in the lives of people. And I would think with people being accredited with certain skill levels, automatically opportunities will come. They will believe in themselves, and there will be more happiness and proudness. I see you will definitely see it merging in cellar door environment.
With a body like SAWAP, how do you see the industry 20, 50 years from now?
Well, probably more professional. That's the aim, I think. More structured. I'm not the type of person. I'm resist the corporate idea. I work for a family winery, so there's more freedom. But in this case, definitely, I will support the most structured environment where skills, nobody can take away your skills from you, and that's, I think it's needed to be to put on paper what kind of value everybody has in the industry. And I think this body will ensure that this happens in the future.
Yeah. That brings us to the end of another episode. That was winemaker at La Motte Wine Estate in Franschhoek, Edmond Terblanche. The sustainability of the wine industry is not just about the vineyards and the environment, but also about recognizing and investing in the human capital that drives it. This initiative aims to enhance the skills, the knowledge, and professional growth of those working within the industry, ensuring a thriving and sustainable future. Where there's wine, there's an enormous amount of progressive thinking. So stay tuned as we delve deeper into this exciting journey. Thank you. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, thanks for listening.